was at a chasna recently, the night before I came to camp, actually, and I was sitting next to a rabbi, and he was talking about how when he was growing up, he remembers it was always the minhag that after a woman had a baby, she would come to shul, and her husband would say barchu, and she would hear the barchu, and then she would leave shul, and that way she was yotzei her chiyuv of saying birchas hagomel. And he was saying that he thinks that it's a result of the women's lib movement and the and feminism, that now women say birchas hagomel on their own. So you'll forgive me for discussing a topic that's probably not really nogea to anyone here yet, but it's an interesting halachic topic nonetheless. I disagree vehemently with that assessment of why it is that there is a practice that women say birchas hagomel after having a baby. It's important to know the Gemara says Maseches Brachos Daf Nadal and Beis. There are four people that have to give hoda'ah, four groups of people, four experiences that one goes through that they have to give hoda'ah afterwards. Yordei Ayam, Holchei Midbaros, Umisha Yecholav Nisrape, Umisha Yechavush Beis Asurim V'yatza. Someone who went through a sea, someone who went through a desert, someone who was sick and got better, and someone who was incarcerated and was freed from their incarceration. Now, childbirth is an inherently dangerous process for a person to go through. We say it every Erev Shabbos that there are Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos B'Shas Leidasan, that there are three Averos that a woman dies for during Leida. Why is it dafka during Leida that a woman dies for these three Averos when she's not Zayir B'Nida B'Chalav Adlachis Haner? It's not because there's necessarily a connection between those three Averos and Leida. It's just that Leida is an inherently dangerous situation. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make her die, he's going to pick a situation where it's already inherently dangerous. In fact, Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva where he discusses the concept of inducing labor, and he says that if there's not a medical need for it, it's strongly not recommended to do because you're putting yourself in sakana unnecessarily. And while one may have a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to survive labor in a typical situation, that's when you do it on God's terms. But when you do it on your own terms, that bracha may not be there, and it's just an inherently dangerous situation. So there is a minhag, the Shalosh Tshuva Zichron Yehuda Chelkal Sim Membav quotes a minhag, not to leave the house, and a woman doesn't leave the house until she first thanks Hashem after having a baby. So the question becomes, it seems that it's a dangerous situation, she goes through refuah, so she should say a birchas hagomel. Mishabur, however, in Reshia Tes Sivkot and Gimel, says that in general the minhag is that women do not say a birchas hagomel. And if you think about it, every time you fly back from Israel, where most men have the minhag, if you don't assume like Rav Soloveitchik, most men have the minhag that they say birchas hagomel, but for some reason you fly back with your whole family, let's say, and your mother and your sisters, they don't say birchas hagomel. Where's their birchas hagomel? So Mishabur says that when it comes to women, even though one would think that they should say Berachas Hagomel, he writes, V'gam noshim minhag ha'olam she'ein mevarchin brachazu. The minhag ha'olam is that they don't make this bracha, and Mishmur writes, V'kosva achronim atam, mishum deseder brachazu hu bifnei asara. Because the way to say this bracha properly is in front of a minion of people. And it's not derech eretz for a woman to have to say a bracha in front of a minion. Nevertheless, the Chayyadim Klal Samachay Osvav doesn't agree with that. He says, "V'gam nashim ru'uyos levarich b'fnei asara." If a woman has to say birchas hagomel, she's got to say birchas hagomel and should be in front of a minyan. So why wouldn't she say it? So the Mishmur gave us that first reason that it's lav orach ara. What he's probably referring to is the notion of kol kvud bas melech pnima, that there's an element of tznius that a woman shouldn't go out in front of a minyan of men and make a public proclamation in front of a minyan of men. So Avad Yosef in the Tshuva Yechav Das Chelik Dalet Siman Tezvav points out that this shouldn't exempt someone from an obligation. Meaning, this it's not an isser for a woman to speak a sentence in front of 10 men. It may be something that she wouldn't normally be so comfortable doing, but it's not an isser. So if she has an obligation to do something, you can't cancel an obligation because she's not so comfortable doing it. In fact, that's the Mishmur quotes this. He's quoting from the Berhetiv. This fellow that was sitting next to me at the wedding said, "I'll bring you a raya that it has nothing to do with anything but a feminist agenda." He says, because if women really held that they were chayv in birchas hagomel, they should always make birchas hagomel. Why is it that they only after childbirth all of a sudden they want to say birchas hagomel? So the truth is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo Perachav Gimel Osvav already deals with that question: why it is that they don't make birchas hagomel in general, but they do after childbirth? And he says, because after childbirth, it's an experience that the Torah is mechayiv a woman karbanos. So since a woman is chayiv in karbanos after childbirth, it intensifies the chiyuv, and therefore the minhag is that at least she should say birchas hagomel after childbirth. I, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, after a miscarriage, a woman is also chayiv karbanos, so why shouldn't she say birchas hagomel after a miscarriage? We've never seen that. You never find a woman come to shul and call over a minyan after davening to the mechitza, so the woman can say birchas hagomel after a miscarriage. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes, yeah, we don't do it after a miscarriage because there's part of the reason we do it after a birth is not only that there's a chayiv karban, but it's also that there happen to be 10 people that are coming to our house anyway, typically, meaning if she has a baby boy, there's going to be a shalom zachah, so there'll be 10 people in town. If there's a baby girl, there'll be a kiddush, she's going to be around 10 people. She's going to be around a minion of men anyway. So once you have that convenience, so then we would say the birchas hagomel. But a miscarriage, you're not going to have the minion anyway, so we're not going to form a minion for her. That's how Shlomo Zalman explains it. Rav Avadya then quotes some that say that when a woman is betumas nida, which after leida she has tumas leida and tumas nida afterwards, at least on a drabbanan level. So Rav Avadya says it's not appropriate to say a bracha at that time. He quotes some who say that it's not appropriate to say a bracha at that time, but he points out that that's ridiculous. Women say brachas all the time, and they're obligated to say brachas even when they're betumas nida. In divrei Torah mekablam tuma. We don't assume that it's mekabel tuma to say divrei Torah. And furthermore, Rav Avadya writes that some argue she shouldn't say birchas hagomel because it's an obligation that she has to have children. Birchas hagomel is when you go through a situation where you were in danger, but not where you had an obligation to put yourself in that situation. So Rav Avadya says, I don't care that it's an obligation, it's dangerous. So if it's dangerous, then you say birchas hagomel. Rav Avadya very strongly believes that a woman should recite birchas hagomel. Now, for those who do say it, so how exactly would you arrange for a woman to say birchas hagomel? So the Tshuva Salmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Aleph, says that 10 men should daven Maariv in her house, and she should say it after Maariv. In fact, the Sefer Toros HaYoledes, which was before Rav Zilberstein started writing all of these funny svarim with all these wild questions and shailas that were asked of him, he used to write like regular svarim, you know, svarim, the straight halacha svarim. So he wrote a sefer called Toros HaYoledes of all the halachos of a yoledes, of a woman who just gave birth. And he said that the minhag Yerushalayim was that a minyan would gather in the woman's house, they would daven Maariv, and then she would recite Birchas Hagomel. Rav Avadya quotes that there are those who are worried about hirhurim in such a situation, that a woman's going to get up in front of a group, but he says there's no hirhurim in a sha'akala. It's just a minute, it's a second, it's 10 seconds. How long does it take to say the bracha? He says that there would be no hirhurim. And he says that's why many poskim hold when you have a chupas nida, if a woman is a nida and she's getting married, many poskim hold that the husband is allowed to put the ring on her finger, even though it's chupas nida, because it's a sha'akala. It takes a half a second to put the ring on the finger. They were not concerned for any hirhurim during a sha'akala. There may be other explanations for why it is that most have the minhag to put the ring on the kala's finger by a chuppas nida. If Salvechik actually held, you're supposed to drop the ring into the kala's hand by a chuppas nida. But there may be other explanations why you can put it on the hand, because the halacha is you're not allowed to pass something to someone who's your wife when she's a nida, but you're allowed to pass something to any other nida in the world, just not ishto nida. So over here, she's not your wife until it's on her finger. So you're actually passing it to her before she's your wife. Okay, different explanations. Another minhag is the Kavachayim quotes in Sivkat and Gimel in Reish Yates, and Rav Avadya quotes this in his Tshuva as well, that to have 10 men stand in the men's section of the shul, a woman comes right over to the edge of the Ezra's Nashim, and she'll recite Birchas Hagomel after davening with the minyan present. And that's the minhag in many, many places. A third minhag is that the husband should say the Birchas Hagomel, and he should say Shegmolcha. And she would answer Amen, and she'd be Yotzei that way. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Yatesiv Dal, it says that that's an appropriate and valid way to say Birchas Hagomel. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Birech Acher V'yamar, if someone else makes the bracha and says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Gmalcha Kol Tov, says it not about themselves, but about someone else, Va'ana Amen, and the other person answers Amen, Yatza. You're Yotze the bracha, and the Ramah says, and it's not a bracha levatala, even though the Mevarech is not chayiv in the bracha, it's still not going to be called a bracha levatala. the reason to dafka do it in a shul where there's a minyan, Yerach HaShulchan points out in Siftes, is first of all to have the husband do it adds the element of Ishto Kigufo, so it's ki'ilu she's doing it, so it's not so far away, even if you think that other people shouldn't say Brich Sagoma for you, maybe a husband is different, but also the Yerach HaShulchan points out that when you're in a minyan, normally there's a Talmud Chacham there. Normally there's a rabbi, there's someone who knows how to learn there, there's a Magid Shir, there's some sort of Talmud Chacham there, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Sarich Levarich Brach Azu, and Siv Gimel Shulchan Aruch says, whenever you say Brich Sagomel, it should be Bifnei Yod, it should be in front of 10 people, Utremi Naihu Rabbanan. And 2 of the 10 are supposed to be rabbis. Dechsiv Ayaramu Bekal Am, Ubimoshav Zekeinim Yahaluluhu. Quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, that you praise Hashem, Bimoshav Zekeinim. With zakenim there, zakenim the Gemara in Kiddushin says does not mean old people; it means ze shekana chachma, he who has acquired wisdom. That's what a zaken is, and it's also helpful to associate the gomel with another mitzvah. That's why we do it at Kriyas HaTorah. We associate it with the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, the fourth possible minhag is if the woman is not there. Some have a minhag that the husband says hagomel chayavim tavos shagomel leishti kol tov, and that would be good enough. And because Ishto Kugufo, even if his wife isn't there at all. Many don't like that because they think in order to be Yotzei the Brich Sagomel, you need to actually be there. Ishto Kugufo doesn't really work in that way. You can't just like do mitzvahs and say it counts for your wife. That's not how Ishto Kugufo works. Ishto Kugufo is a din in Hilchos Eidos. It has nothing to do with just doing mitzvahs on behalf of your wife. You can't make Kiddush when your wife is not there and say, okay, she made Kiddush because I made Kiddush. That's not really the way Ishto Kugufo works. Now, there are those that have the minhag that a woman does not say gomel, so but they still think that she should do something, some sort of hodah after having a baby. So many of the minhag, that she goes to shul for Mariv, hears Baruch Hu, and through the Baruch Hu is Yotzei the hodah. That's based on a Prima Gadim in Eish L'Avram Sivkat and Vav, that Baruch Hu is a form of hodah. And others have a minhag that she goes to shul and hears an aliyah. The Das Torah of Marsham says that that was the minhag, that she'd hear her husband get an aliyah, so that Baruch Hu, the Baruch Hu of the husband's aliyah, that would be her Birchas HaGomel. How soon after childbirth does a woman say Birchas HaGomel? Shulchan Aruch says, as soon as she's feeling better. So in Halacha we assume, and this is very nogeh for this period of time when there are so many fast days, for Halacha we assume that up until 30 days she has Miksas Dina Yoledas. She has, at least on some level, she's considered to be a Yoledas and she's still considered to be a Chola. So L'chora, within 30 days, she's well within range to say Birchas HaGomel. But the Das Torah, the Marsham, says she can go to shul and hear, I'm sorry, the Salmas Chaim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, says it depends on how strong she is. You know, now it used to be a woman would stay in the hospital 5-6 days after having a baby, a week after having a baby. Now it's 36 hours and you're out. So sometimes women are able to recuperate more quickly. I don't know. But if she's able to recuperate more quickly, it should be definitely within 7 to 10 days, says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Just a couple of final comments. The bracha Birchas HaGomel is supposed to be said standing up. That's clear Mishabura, Reish Yatesef, Katan Dalit. And just to note, a lot of the hesitation about women saying Birchas HaGomel is a feeling that it's a chisaron of tznius, that she's going to get up in front of a minion of men and say Birchas HaGomel. So the truth is, this if this was a minhag Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, you know, this was hardly a modern Orthodox minhag, but especially in a community where women teach classes of men and women, where at a girls' school dinner, a woman will get up and speak to a room of hundreds of men, and no one has any problem with that, and no one feels a chisaron of tznius on that and that whatsoever. So it seems a little bit odd to dafka find your tznius in Birchas HaGomel, that a person's going to decide that they're not going to say the Birchas HaGomel. It's an appropriate way. It's the halachic way of thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam. Obviously, every community should follow their minhag.